Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I hope that you're having a great weekend and that you're doing something healthy on your own behalf. Well, you're on the right track because you're listening to this program. Hopefully, we're providing you with your health portfolio for the week. That's what we do. We digest health articles from all sources and from my daily experience working with patients at the Hoffman Center. And we provide them to you in entertaining, hopefully, form. Way news that you can use for your own personal health and for that of your friends and family. 888-302-3684 is our number. And we are very desirous of your phone calls. 888-302-3684. You can come directly into the doctor's office and get a personal consultation. A lot easier than going to the urgent care down the street because we take all insurances and we don't charge anything. Okay. 888-302-3684 for questions related to medicine or nutrition during this hour. And if you want, maybe you can't call us, or maybe you're loath to call us where thousands of people are listening to your question. Maybe you're a little shy. You can email us your question to radioprogram@AOL.com. We do a great weekly feature called Q&A with Layla, where I collaborate with Hoffman Center nutritionist Layla Mutin to answer your questions. And so make them succinct, make them of general interest, and we'll answer them, and you'll be able to listen to them during our weekly podcast. Just go to drhoffman.com and download the podcasts, check out our weekly Q&A with Layla to hear your question answered. All right, big controversy about screen time for kids. The American Academy of Pediatrics weighed in with kind of a draconian rule a couple of years ago. They said that no way, no how, should any kid under 2 years of age have any screen time. All right? Zero TV, zero devices, no iPads, certainly no cell phones, none of that for kids under two. And why is that? Well, we recently did an interview about a book called Glow Kids, wherein they laid out this thesis that we are damaging the brains of our kids. We're getting literally hooked and addicted on artificial media, and they're spending more time in a fantasy world without learning to navigate the real physical world of reality. Getting out, crawling around, playing with physical toys, being in nature, and instead they're getting this synthetic reality that is very, very compelling and addicting. It's as addicting as cocaine, heroin. Our guest was the author of that book, who's an addiction specialist. And he says that he sees kids and adolescents and adults who are so addicted to their media that they literally spend hours frittering away at social media and perusing websites and playing games and, you know, really damaging the quality of their lives, taking away from ordinary relationships and from real learning experiences. So the American Academy of Pediatrics has decided to update its recommendations, getting away from a total ban on media under the age of two. And they made some slight modifications to that because they realized it's kind of unrealistic, and it wasn't very easy to implement for parents in the modern age. So here's what they're saying now is avoid screens except video chatting in children younger than 18 months. Why video chatting? Because, well, maybe grandpa or grandma, you know, they're located in another city. So that makes sense. Say hi to grandpa, say hi to grandma. They're on the screen. And yeah, maybe, just maybe, the kid will realize that they're looking at a real person. Okay, so yeah, there's some exceptions to the rule, no screens under 18 months. Now, for children under ages 18 to 24 months of age, find non-garbage content and participate in it with your kids, maybe educational content. You know, and I got to say, I got a new kid in my family, and he's just about to be a year old. And when I go over there, I have my iPad with me, and I have a little xylophone on that. And I play a little tune on the xylophone, and he's fascinated. He's utterly fascinated by hearing the sounds come out of the device. And he reaches over, grabs the device with all his strength, and it's almost like he's a little intoxicated with it. He puts his hands on it, and of course it makes a cacophony of sound because he's not hitting the keys properly. And it's almost like he gets this glazed look in his eyes, and he is grabbing that thing out of my hands and just zeroes in on it. The only other thing he seems to be interested in is food, but when the iPad is around, when the cell phone is around, he really wants to grab it and play with it, even though he doesn't know what he's doing. So there's something crack-like about this media, and it's a little scary. They say don't worry about your kid not having tech skills. They'll come fast, so this is really not an issue. Limit kids 2 to 5 years old to just 1 hour per day of good programming, watch along, and talk to them about it. Don't just, you know, use it as a virtual babysitter. Kids won't understand stuff that moves too fast, and apps with a lot of distracting interruptions are best avoided, as is any violent content. Turn off all devices when not in use, and avoid using media as a pacifier. These are guidelines from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Although they're intermittent times, for example, maybe when a kid's getting a painful medical procedure, you want to distract them, or in a plane flight where media is useful as a soothing strategy, there's a concern that using media as a strategy to calm kids could lead to problems with limit setting or the inability of children to develop their own emotion regulation. So just like candy, limit kids' exposure to artificial media. There's not a lot of evidence that, you're teaching kids stuff on computers and all kinds of brain games. Not a lot of evidence that those games make kids smarter. 888-302-3684. Let's talk to Walter in Manhattan. How you doing, Walter? Hi there, Walter. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I don't know what's going on with the phone here.
Walter, you sound like you're coming in from outer space there.
I'm having too much
Walter.
Phone problem.
So okay. You sound fine. Yeah.
Doctor, what about another source of calcium that's causing the problem? Calcium hydroxyapatite released from the bones when the diet is not sufficiently alkaline to buffer metabolic waste.
Okay, so let me just explain what Walter's talking about. Walter's referring to something that I spoke about last hour, in case you didn't hear it, which is a study that suggests that taking calcium pills may increase the risk of atherosclerosis, or calcium deposits in the arteries. However, the converse is true for calcium in the diet. Higher amounts of calcium in the diet, even high amounts of upwards of 1,400 milligrams of calcium per day, which is quite a lot, were associated with a lower risk of cardiovascular disease. So it's kind of a paradox. Why would calcium in foods be helpful, but calcium in supplements potentially harmful for the arteries? Now, what you're talking about is the theory that a diet that is alkaline helps the bones, and a diet that is acidic causes calcium to be leached from the bones. That has somewhat been debunked, because people who consume a diet that is relatively high in protein, which actually the body reads as acidic, actually have a lower risk of atherosclerosis. Now, the major source of harmful acidity in our diets is probably sugar and diet sodas. Those certainly may be associated with a higher risk of bone loss, because they create a hyperacidity condition in the body. But it's not been demonstrated that, say, vegetarians or vegans who are on a very alkaline diet have better bone density than people who eat moderate amounts of animal protein. In fact, in Okinawa, where people do really well in terms of longevity, they often live well into their 90s and into their 100s, there's a tendency for them to be more osteoporotic. Their bones are thinner because they're on This is actually a model for what happens when you're on a very low animal protein diet. Most of the people there consume some fish, but mostly they consume vegetables and soy products, and they generally live long, but they have a higher risk of osteoporosis. So, yeah, I'm not sure if your theory holds water when it comes to the hydroxyapatite. I mean, hydroxyapatite is a premium source of calcium. We like it as a way of enhancing bone density, but as to going on an alkaline diet to help your bone density, we used to think that was the case, but new studies are kind of pushing back against the theory that an alkaline diet prevents osteoporosis. Sorry to say, Walter. Thanks for your call. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh.
Why do I use Spry? Because it works?
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly and the Hoffman Center. You can find a lot more on Intelligent Medicine at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine podcast and automatically get a new episode 5 days a week. And please rate and review the podcast on iTunes to help us spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Also go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal or call the Hoffman Center and talk to one of our friendly supplement advisors. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients at the Hoffman Center. Finally, become a patient at the Hoffman Center. I'll personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all the intelligent medicine principles you hear about on the radio show and podcast, or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our Hoffman Center nutritionist. You already know her as a frequent contributor on Intelligent Medicine, and she'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Thanks for listening and for helping to spread the word about Intelligent Medicine.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 888-302-3684 is our number, should you wish to avail yourself of the opportunity to speak to me in the doctor's office. And we got a call from Laura in Largo, Florida. Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman.
Hi there.
My husband, as a matter of fact, how I found out about you, my sister-in-law listens to you. She lives in New Jersey, and she listens to you diligently and goes to Wilner's constantly. But anyway, I found out that she listens to you all the time, and she says, you need to call Dr. Hoffman. So that's how I'm on the line with
you. There
you
go. Good.
My husband has just completed radiation and chemo. And
for what type of cancer? What type of cancer?
Throat. It was a mass behind his tongue, yes.
Okay.
And prior to that, he had a blocked, his main artery was blocked 99%, and they put a stent in. And everything seemed to be going good until he started with the swallowing issue, and then lo and behold, it was detected through a CAT scan that his tongue was pressing up, and they found the mass.
So bring us up to the present. What's he suffering from now?
He's very paranoid and, not sleeping well.
Right.
And they prescribed, 10 milligrams of Lexapro and 0.25 milligrams of Xanax.
Okay. So really they're just trying to calm him down with medication. Is it having any effect?
He was really bad again this morning. Tense.
So let's explain, you know, what's going on here. And obviously it's a complex situation. He's got two serious problems. He's got issues with circulation of the brain, which can affect brain function and mood. But he also, has had cancer treatment. And when you get radiation and chemotherapy, it has a very weakening effect on the body.
Okay.
And you may also get what is called chemo brain. And chemo brain can cause depression, and he's got depression. Also, he's got a situation, which is a challenging situation. So, and it, you know, it's like, you know, we go along in life and we're fine, and we get older and we have challenging medical problems, and it's like, oh, wow, you know, all of a sudden life is very daunting. We never thought about the possibility of our own sickness and mortality. So, I mean, there's some existential issues here, too. What he's facing is illness and the prospect of, you know, serious outcome. So a lot of stuff going on here. So what can be done? Well, you know, we would take a look at him. We would see, you know, we got swallowing problems, you got nutrition problems. So he may be undernourished in certain respects. He may be deficient in certain key vitamins. It's a little hard to administer them sometimes when people have throat cancer, but we can inject them or we can give them in some kind of palatable form. But he'd have to be tested. I can't tell you one thing that's going to help.
But my also, problem is I wouldn't know where to take him here.
Well, there are holistic doctors down there. Florida's full of them. You can go to acam.org, acam.org is one organization that has a listing of holistic doctors, and you can take them there and they can do the kind of work that I do. You don't have to necessarily come to New York to see me. Plus, it's difficult for him to travel. He's sick. The other thing that's helpful in general is to look at, you know, what are his hormone levels? You know, when you get sick and you get a lot of treatment, sometimes hormones decline. They decline anyway as you age, but if, you know, in a man, sometimes hormones can dip precipitously, and that could cause men to really have a loss of courage and confidence. So if you were a patient of mine, you know, I'm thinking the way I would think if you were sitting in front of me, but, you know, we've got to abbreviate it, obviously, for a phone conversation.
Okay.
I would check his testosterone. I would check his DHEA. These are things that actually help to bolster mood, energy, and mental performance. I would also suggest that you maybe give him more omega-3 fatty acids. That would be a simple way to combat depression because they're often helpful with depression. And, you know, again, when you can't swallow and eat, maybe you're not getting adequate amounts of those. We would test for those levels. But my presumption is that, you know, if he took some capsules of fish oil or if he can't swallow capsules, he could take some liquid fish oil, maybe a couple of teaspoons a day for starters, to replenish his omega-3 fatty acid levels that often have a good effect in depression, a good effect on mood. But,
would that have any problem that he is on Plavix?
No. I Plavix, although a blood thinner, is quite compatible with moderate amounts of fish oil. It's not going to be create any difficulty. And in fact, might somewhat even reduce the risk of pathological bleeding. All right. 888-302-3684 is the number should you care to call. And we'll continue with more health stories, medical insights on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shop, and other fine natural products retailers.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. What's the most prevalent disorder in America? Well, it's not diabetes, it's not depression, it's not GERD or reflux. It's hypertension, because think of all the medications that people take in this country to control their blood pressure, sometimes two, three, and four medications simultaneously. And some people try diet and exercise. They do their best, but they can't seem to get their blood pressure down. So I'm always on the lookout for natural ways to address this blood pressure problem. And I think I've come across one that is very usable, very practical, very affordable, and very effective. It's the Zona Plus. Now, what it is a simple handheld smart device that you hold for 12 minutes once a day. It guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. And it's really been shown to work. There are at least 22 clinical studies that confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks with no negative side effects. I'm recommending it to patients at the Hoffman Center, and I'm recommending it to you. There are good reviews as well by the Mayo Clinic, Harvard Health Letter, and the American Heart Association, so it doesn't get much better than that. You can try it risk-free as a special offer to our Intelligent Medicine listeners. You'll get a 100% satisfaction guarantee. You can try it for 3 months and see if it works for you. If the Zona Plus doesn't work, you can return it for a full refund. And as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company that makes Zona Plus is offering you special savings of $50 and free shipping. To find out more, go to TryZona, that's Z-O-N-A, TryZonaNow.com, or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman to get your $50 savings and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662. Or go to the website, TryZonaNow.com. All right, let's talk to one of our callers. Let's speak to Pat in Westchester, New York. How are you doing, Pat?
Hey, Doc. I appreciate you taking
Hello,
the
Pat.
Call.
Are you there, Pat?
I am.
Going once, going twice. Do we have a connection for Pat?
I hear you, Doc.
Hello, Pat. I'm hearing faint sounds. All right. We'll see if we can get that call straightened out. This is a new therapy that I really find quite exciting, because we know about many hormones, estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, there's DHEA, there's even pregnenolone. So there are a variety of options when we're trying to offer people a bioidentical hormone replacement. I forgot thyroid, which is another natural hormone that we give to people to make them feel better. But Dr. Jonathan Wright, who's a good colleague of mine, I really consider him a mentor, because he got in this field before I did, and he's really been a pioneer. And I've learned a lot from listening to his lectures and reading about him, reading about his latest ideas and innovations. And you can read about his innovations if you go to the Alliance for Natural Health. They've got a newsletter that's written by Jonathan Wright called Green Medicine. And in the latest issue for October 2016, he writes an article entitled, Should Oxytocin Be a Daily Part of Your Bioidentical Hormone Replacement Program? Now, what is oxytocin? Oxytocin, very little known hormone, but it's very important. It's sometimes described as the hug hormone, or the cuddle chemical, or the hormone of happiness. And it's generated by physical contact. In fact, one of the ways in which a mom gets oxytocin is when she breastfeeds. A lot of women who breastfeed report that it's a very relaxing experience, that it has it's a bonding kind of thing. There's a lot of tactile involved. And it's beneficial for the baby as well, because it generates oxytocin in the baby. But higher levels of oxytocin are created under those circumstances. And this could be very beneficial, not just in terms of a feel-good effect, but in terms of effects on the body. So in this article in Green Medicine, Jonathan Wright talks about therapy with oxytocin. Oxytocin can be given as a sublingual lozenge, or it could be given as a nasal spray. It really works quite effectively in the brain when it's inhaled via the nasal passages, because the brain is connected to the nasal passages. That's the way that people get a lot of drug effects. They snort cocaine, and there's an immediate effect in the brain. And oxytocin works in a similar way. Oxytocin can be helpful for sufferers of pain. According to a study, researchers have reported that women with fibromyalgia are likely to have lower levels of oxytocin, and oxytocin given to those women improves pain tolerance. So that could be very helpful in that common condition. Also, oxytocin is helpful for autistic children because they lack social skills. They're kind of fidgety and nervous, and they tend not to like a lot of physical contact. They push away, unlike normal kids. But oxytocin helps them accentuate their social interaction. So oxytocin can be helpful for that condition. There's an amazing study that just came out that suggests that oxytocin can contribute to feelings of spirituality. The researchers looked at a group of 83 men who were not regular meditators, and they found that administering oxytocin before guided meditation helped them to achieve states of spirituality, which is very cool. There's also studies that show that individuals who have chronic pain do better when given sublingual or inhaled oxytocin. Oxytocin is good for the heart because we know that men, for example, who have sex two or more times per week have a lower incidence of cardiovascular disease. Maybe it's because they have less cardiovascular disease, they're more able to have sex. But the correlation is there, and it seems that oxytocin stimulates nitric oxide release, which helps to open up blood vessels and promote circulation. There's also clearly an effect of oxytocin on erectile function. It is something that is released by orgasm, but it may also be something that can be a prelude to erection and orgasm and sexual response in women because, you know, you have some cuddles, you get together, generate some oxytocin, and the next thing you know, things start to happen. Oxytocin may be helpful for wound healing. Oxytocin has been shown to stimulate new blood vessel formation that helps heal wounds. Multiple studies suggest that oxytocin plays a role in peripheral nerve regeneration that could be helpful for patients suffering from painful neuropathy. In a study with rats who had experimental cutting of their sciatic nerve, oxytocin helped to promote regeneration of their sciatic nerve. The nerve fibers bound together, which is very unusual, and their ability to climb was restored after oxytocin use. So oxytocin can be measured. Currently, it's kind of expensive to measure oxytocin levels. It might be worth an empirical trial if someone suffers from painful symptoms other types of difficulties that suggest an oxytocin deficiency, to just undertake a trial of oxytocin to see if they feel better. Let's see if Pat is available. We had some troubles connecting with Pat earlier. Pat, are you there?
Doc, you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. As I told your associate, I've been having a lot of inflammation, interstitial cystitis, prostatitis, mm-hmm. irritated stomach lining, tendonitis.
A lot of itises. Itises means inflammation, right?
Yes. I guess so. I mean, you would know. I've had hernia, varicose veins, sluggish bowel movement, low energy.
So all these things kind of connected. Let me explain the difference between the approach that I take and that integrative doctors or functional medical doctors take, as opposed to conventional doctors. And I'm not putting down conventional doctors because they're doing the best they can with the paradigm at their disposal. And sometimes it's effective, but, with a patient who has multiple complaints, what we tend to do is we fragment the patient, and you go to the gastroenterologist or you go to the urologist, and you get each problem dealt with. Maybe there's a medicine for interstitial cystitis. You're probably taking a medication for that. There may be some kind of pain medication that you can take to help you sleep. If you have sleep apnea, you can take a CPAP, and so on and so on. What we do in integrative medicine is we say, are there common denominators for all these symptoms? What's causing the inflammation? And so we would undertake a search. Are there nutritional problems? Are you overweight, which promotes inflammation? Are you sedentary, which also may create a higher risk for inflammation? Do you lack essential fatty acids? Do you lack vitamin D, which has a positive effect on autoimmunity and inflammation? Without going into the entire workup that would be very exhaustive in our office, which would take an hour or more, just ask you questions and perform tests and then maybe evaluate the tests on a subsequent visit. What's your height and weight, Pat? That's an important statistic.
I'm about 6 feet 190.
Hello, Pat?
I'm about 6 feet 190.
Well, we have a bad connection with Pat, but that would be an important starting point because many patients who suffer from sleep apnea are simply overweight. They have a higher neck circumference. Their necks are thicker. It's harder for them to breathe. The consequence of sleep apnea is that you have an increased appetite. So you put on even more weight. Then you become pre-diabetic. You develop the metabolic syndrome, which is a pro-inflammatory state. And that may cause a variety of problems throughout your body. Digestion, that's important too. What's your diet? Do you have a poor diet that creates a bad balance of bacteria in your gastrointestinal tract? That refers to the microbiome, and the microbiome, reflected by constipation or gas, bloating, and poor digestion, is also a source of inflammation in the body. So we would want to normalize the microbiome through a better kind of diet. Are you with me, Pat?
Yeah, can you hear me, Doc?
Okay, Pat's... We lost our connection with Pat, but I'm just trying to illustrate the kind of approach that we might take in working with a patient who has a variety of complex problems. And the usual patient who sees me at the Hoffman Center doesn't have a single complaint. They usually have multiple complaints, which have defied conventional medicine in terms of putting them together in a unified theme. And we look to find underlying causes, and there may be multiple solutions. There may be hormonal problems. There may be nutritional problems. There may be problems related to digestion and the balance of bacteria in the gastrointestinal tract, leaky gut syndrome or dysbiosis, overgrowth of harmful bacteria or yeast. There may be food allergies or intolerances. Diet certainly is a starting point for evaluating these types of patients. So there you go. That's the kind of approach that we might take. There's no probably simple answer that's going to knit all your problems together and provide you with relief. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684 is our number. And we'll be right back with more of Intelligent Medicine.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless. Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and RegActive at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
If you were there for the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, this message is for you. You can fight the effects of aging by eating right, exercising, and getting some garlic every day. The healing and health-giving properties of garlic are as wonderful as Venus aligning with Mars. And the easiest way to get all of garlic's benefits is with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Natural aging makes organically grown kyolic a true antioxidant, Hospital and university studies show that Kyolic aged garlic extract helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels and normal blood pressure while improving circulation. Kyolic even helps build your immune system so you can keep on keeping on. For more information or to find a store near you, visit kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Robert Hoffman with you. And let's do a little lightning round in terms of some of the stories that we haven't covered yet this week. Is rugby safer than football? You know, I recently was in the country of Belgium, and I was in a van with a bunch of Australians and Canadians and Brits, and they got to talking about cricket, and they got to talking about rugby, games with which I'm entirely unfamiliar. I have no idea what they were talking about. But when it comes to rugby, it seems like a really rough game. I mean, these guys are like bashing into each other and tackling each other. But they wear different kinds of equipment than American football players. They're less protected. They don't have helmets. And still, they're getting concussions left and right. So there's an article in a medical journal. Is rugby safer than football? And what they found was quite interesting. There was a recent movie called Concussion, starring Will Smith. Many of you may have seen it, but it's about the devastating effects of football on the brain function of retired football players. Really quite prevalent. They have CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which is a condition that's caused, you know, it's kind of like what happens in boxers when they get punched in the head a lot. The brain literally becomes fibrosed. It causes memory problems, mental problems, depression, and symptoms similar to Alzheimer's. It may have been what did in Muhammad Ali, ultimately. So is rugby safer than football? Well, they did a study. The authors contacted 350 retired rugby players, and they assessed them. And what they found is that many of them had a lot of concussions. 92% had had concussions. An average of 14 concussions. That's a lot of concussions. That, in NFL football terms, would put you at high risk for CTE. But what they found was that there was no difference in the depression scores, the anxiety scores, or the memory scores, or the fine motor coordination of the individuals who'd had concussions. Even those who had a lot of concussions didn't have a particularly bad score in terms of functioning after their concussions. So rugby, you know, conclusion is that head impacts differ in rugby and football. Concussions in these rugby players had fewer clinical effects. And maybe, just maybe, in American football, we should be wearing less equipment, less of those protective helmets, because, man, you have a collision without a helmet, you'll remember that collision. And maybe, just maybe, you won't tackle the same way. And actually, in talking to the guys in the van that we were touring around with, they said that they tackle differently in rugby. They tackle from below, and there's less blows to the head. So there you have it, that rugby less risky. Okay, when it comes to memory decline, it turns out that exercise can help to ward off memory decline. And we know this already, but what about elderly people who already have memory and thinking problems? Is exercise worthwhile at that stage of the game? We know that exercise definitely prevents memory decline in healthy individuals if they engage in a lifetime program of exercise. But once you have, you know, starting to lose it a little bit, you're older, could it make a difference? Well, a study in the October 19th edition of Neurology states that when they looked at individuals who already have vascular cognitive impairment, That's not Alzheimer's disease, but it has to do with hardening of the arteries in the brain. Is exercise going to be helpful? And what they found is that, indeed, exercise made a difference, a small difference. The study involved 70 people with an average age of about 74 had mild cognitive impairment. Half took part in 1 hour exercise classes 3 times a week for 6 months. The other half, just got what's called a placebo, which they just got a lecture on health, which was not physical activity. And what they found is that those who exercised had a small improvement on a test of overall thinking skills compared to those who did not exercise. So the result, they say, while modest, was similar to that seen in previous studies of drugs used for people with vascular cognitive impairment. So the drugs really don't work very well. The exercise works a little bit, and it's not futile to contemplate exercise if you're suffering from memory problems. So this item, a discouraging study, suggests that there are some new health rules for Medicare. This may be the most significant modification of Medicare since the program began in 1966. They're coming up with new ways to evaluate the performance of doctors and have doctors being paid for services, not based on the services rendered, but on the effectiveness and efficiency of the services. It's complicated. There's a very, very detailed document that they put out for doctors to follow. It's going to create mass confusion. And what they say is they predict that, according to a survey of physicians, they found that nearly 40% of them expect a, quote, mass exodus from Medicare over these new regulations. That bodes poorly for the health of Americans, especially America's seniors. Well, thanks for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Check out our website at drhoffman.com for more information. This is Intelligent Medicine.